mind, John. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just had a question about rosacea or something similar to it. And it just is from my knees down. It's just real red. Anything that I have that cuts the skin, it takes forever to heal. I just wondered if you knew any doctors that, or any treatment that would help get rid of it.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Do you have any rosacea on your face too, sir? Also, sir, or is it just on the legs?
No,
or
it's
where?
Just the legs.
Okay. And you've seen a dermatologist, and has it been called rosacea, sir?
I haven't seen a dermatologist yet. I would just want to see if you have any natural solutions.
Okay. Well,
maybe a natural doctor.
Yeah, the reason I was asking about specifically about whether it had been diagnosed as rosacea is because there's a known cause and cure for that. And that cause happens to be a little bacteria that lives in the intestines that is usually inhibited when we're younger by a stomach that's making plenty of hydrochloric acid to digest breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and also to kill that bacteria. And so the toxin doesn't come out and we don't get red in the face. But that's for rosacea in the face, and it's for rosacea specifically, and it may not be pertinent here. So let me move on to what you said also, and that is you're not healing very well. Well, the big deal for promoting wound healing is the mineral zinc, sir. And zinc is also real good for guys' prostate. But actually, that got me in trouble way back when I was an intern at good old Groove Health in Seattle, when it was called Group Health, because I worked with a guy who had not been healed of a leg ulcer for 8 years. He'd had skin transplants, he'd had everything, and nothing worked. And I happened to read some articles from Cleveland Clinic that said zinc promoted wound healing. So I asked him, go down to your health food store, get some zinc. And he did, and his wound healing went back to what it was when he was much younger, and his ulcer went away, and I got called on the carpet because zinc wasn't approved there for that use. It was sounding like the FDA or somebody. But it does work, sir, and particularly us guys got to watch our zinc because it helps protect the prostate. So if you don't happen to be taking a zinc supplement, you could do that. Or there are foods that are high in zinc, and those, the big one, the one that has the most is oysters, and if you don't particularly care for that, then those seeds you see scattered all over the ballpark of sunflower seeds and sesame seeds, well, the seeds before the seed skin gets scattered are just those two things, sesame seeds and sunflower seeds, and they're pretty high in zinc too, but not as good as oysters. Or you can take some zinc capsules. They got them down at the health food store, and you want to balance them off with copper. There's one company that balances the zinc with copper. Now, I'm not going to say that's going to do anything for redness, but after, and it always takes a couple, 3 weeks to start working, that's just nature, then healing starts to become better with zinc, particularly for us guys.
Yeah, I've been taking 50 to 100 milligrams.
Good for you.
Years.
Okay, well, the other two things then, sir, and I'm going to mention them because I'm kind of assuming that you're upwards of 50 years of age. If back to that stomach, not making enough acid. The same cells that make acid are supposed to make a factor that gloms onto vitamin B12 and pulls it into the body. And without that factor that's made by the same cells that are supposed to make acid, we can swallow all the B12 vitamins we want to and they won't work. Now, the reason I bring up vitamin B12, if we want cells to reproduce themselves properly, we have to have three key things: zinc, B12, and folate. Zinc, B12, and folate. And those are the three things that in many studies have been found, if mommy is deficient in any one or more of those three, to lead to spina bifida, cleft palate, and all kinds of other birth defects because the cells can't replicate properly. So if you're not taking B12 shots, sir, at a certain age, all of us are going to need them because of that Mayo Clinic study that I'm trying to make famous that was published in 1932 and showed that by the time we're all 60, roughly 50% of us don't have enough acid, which means we're not making enough of that factor to grab onto B12 and pull it into us.
Right. I'm taking lots of HCL, but maybe I'll take more.
Yes, sir, but that won't help you get your B12 in you. You have to check with a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. And even though nobody ever died of B12 shots, it's required by people who do requiring that you got to get a prescription for it.
Okay, yeah, my B12 levels are a little low, so that might be something to think about.
Well, sir, I don't even believe in B12 blood levels. I believe in how the body feels when it gets B12. And if your blood levels are a little bit low, I think you're in for a nice surprise. Oh, gee, I feel a little bit more energetic here with these B12 shots. And then you just adjust your shots according to how you feel. That's my opinion, sir, because nobody ever OD'd and killed themselves with B12. You can't do it.
Right.
Okay, sir, thank you so much for calling. I hope that's helpful.